Prize-winning photographer Alex Harris has long admired biologist Edward Wilson, especially for Wilson's Consilience, in which Wilson argues for the unity of knowledge. Harris approached Wilson about this book, and the result is a collection of 112 photographs of Mobile and Mobilians taken over a two-year period, accompanied by an extensive text by E.O. Wilson. Harris describes their attempt to, quote, combine as many perspectives as we can muster, visual and verbal, artistic and scientific, intuitive and cerebral, objective and subjective, contemporary and historical, to create a book that is as much about the meaning of place as it is about a place itself, end quote. To Harris, Mobile was new territory. Wilson had roots there. In fact, Wilson writes, quote, I am not a Harvard professor who was born and grew up in Alabama. I am an Alabamian who, like tens of thousands of other Alabamians, went up north after World War II to work, end quote. Wilson's essay, then, is laced with nostalgia. The stories he tells of his childhood will be familiar to the readers of Naturalist, his prize-winning memoir. Wilson recalls his early interest in the natural world and his first collections of spiders, butterflies, and snakes. Also, using and acknowledging the work of historians like Jay Higginbotham and others, Wilson gives a substantial overview of Mobile history from its beginnings through Spanish, French, English, Confederate, and United States control. There are plenty of nice bits here, including a long section on Mardi Gras and the importation of 23 young women by the French in the 18th century from convents and orphanages in Paris as prospective brides to keep the men from finding their mates in the Indian villages. He is not breaking new ground here, but rather summarizing. Of special interest is his forthrightness on the subject of race, from early slavery through Jim Crow and civil rights to the present. Racial conditions in Mobile are pretty tolerable now, he believes, but have been gruesome, even if not as wretched as on upriver plantations, where the masters had absolute power, but were outnumbered, and the fear of a slave revolt generated even harsher conditions. Wilson's historical summary is gracefully done, but of more interest are his reports on the natural world around Mobile. He laments the loss of the longleaf pine forests, the pollution of both air and water, and especially the recent BP oil spill, the effects of which, Wilson is sure, are not yet fully known. He reminds his readers of the magnificent heritage of biodiversity Alabamians have been given, the greatest diversity of aquatic organisms in America. Especially dense are the pitcher plant bogs, where there can be as many as 60 species of plant per square meter, including several varieties of orchids. The photos that this text accompanies are, as one might expect, stunning and all contemporary. Harris has shot not only in the outdoors all over the Delta, as you would expect, and at Mardi Gras parades and parties, but at Boy Scout camps, football practices, church meetings, weddings, on the bay, on boats and fishing piers, at historical reenactments, and in trailer parks. All the photos and the texts are in the service of one idea, to tell the reader how Mobile is, quote, unique today among cities in the South, where we come from, and why we are here, end quote.